torture, motherfucker. What? I'll fucking tie you to a fucking bedpost with your ass cheeks spread out and shit, right? Put a hanger on a fucking stove and let that shit sit there for like a half hour. Take it off and stick it in your ass slow, like.
Yeah, I fucking lay your nuts on a fucking dresser. Just your nuts laying on a fucking dresser and bang them shits with a spike fucking back.
I'll fucking pull your fucking tongue out your fucking mouth and stab the shit with a rusty screwdriver.
I'll fucking hang you by your fucking dick off the fucking 12-story building out this motherfucker.
I fucking sew your asshole clothes and keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you.
Hello. Sounds fun, doesn't it?
Sewing assholes closed?
Yeah.
I'm down.
I wouldn't mind it.
No.
Keeps them tight, you know?
Exactly. Like, you know when women give birth and the fucking doctor will, like, sew their pussy shut and stuff because they got torn? Should do the same thing. You know, hand them $20 and, you know, throw a couple extra stitches in the ass.
Well, that's half the fun, too. You get to unwrap the package.
What? We had a rough Valentine's Day. Throw a couple in our ass. Just saying.
I mean, it's true, though. You get a gift. That's half the fun is unboxing it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Half the fun should be ripping the skin.
I know.
Tearing out them stitches.
The ripping and the tearing.
The ripping and the tearing. The ripping and the tearing.
The wild wound.
Oh. We got a bit of a different day today. We're not drinking hard liquor right now.
No.
But we've crushed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, soon to be 9, 10. Soon to be 10 moose heads.
Yep.
That's
Canadian beer for you heathens.
Yep. A little bit stronger than what you Americans must be used to.
Yeah, I think we need to lay off the whiskey from the last time. Well, that was St. Patrick's.
Things got a little out of hand, I'm not going to lie.
It was a Tuesday.
That was a fun day at work the next day.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those wake-ups where you just wake up and you just hear your ears ringing. Like, oh, fuck.
Do I have to get up?
Yeah.
I really don't want to.
No.
We also have Sugar Bill sitting in with us.
Yo, yo, yo.
There he is.
Yep.
He speaks a word finally. Look at that. Yeah, just chilling, crushing moose heads, you know. We got a lot of really good stories today for you today, if you're into the Florida man thing.
Well, that's all, yeah, it's just like an endless stream of funny fucking news stories. Yeah, Florida man. The Florida man's not a specimen. He'll eat his fellow man, and he'll also report him to the cops for petty things.
Yeah, we got one good one here, I read into that one. It's not like really that interesting. It just talks about cocaine's on pier in Britain.
Oh.
It's not as interesting as I thought it would be.
But
here's one that I found mildly interesting. There is a man in New York known as the Underground Squirrel Doctor.
That should be a rap name.
Yeah. That would be a good one.
The Squirrel Doctor.
So he basically he finds injured and sick squirrels and nurses them back to health.
Those look like possums.
Yeah, no, those definitely aren't squirrels. nor is that.
Maybe it just helps like shitty animals that breed in New York that live in the fucking attics and shit.
Yeah, so basically any see a week old squirrel named Pogo. I killed one of them once.
Yeah. I know a guy who killed one once with a fucking around 22 BB. He had to drill about 6 shots before he died.
I hit it with a tree branch.
Oh, yeah.
There was, like, a hole in a tree, and we were sitting by the campfire. And we saw, like, a squirrel going in and out. It's like, oh, we're drilling this thing up. So we go, and he just, like, starts, like, flicking, like, individual rocks into the hole. So finally they came out. And a couple of us were waiting on the outside with branches. This baseball bat. So they run out of the hole. And, wow.
Just like baseball, it just flies into the woods.
Just French toast, you know?
Oh, shit.
Shitty killed a squirrel once.
Oh, yeah?
A little ground squirrel. Just feeding its spits to lure it closer.
Was the fucking pet store...
No, that's a different kind of piece of shit right there, Shitty.
Was the pet store out of gerbils?
No.
He was just looking for a nice snack?
He was looking for a nice snack, threw a fucking hot dog stick at the squirrel, knocked it unconscious, and ended up chopping it in half with an axe to his life.
Did he eat it at least?
No, he just threw it in the forest.
Wow, Shitty.
Was he like muttering?
Shitty really is a piece of shit. That's why they call him Shitty, eh?
Let's call him Shitty for that reason.
I think it'd be more realistic if he had it on like a slab and he's like skinning it while singing like childhood songs. Ring around the rose. As he's taking the pelt off. Speaking of animals.
Or he's just thinking, oh, what kind of phenomenal spices I'm going to put on this thing?
Fucking Pringles cheddar dust, probably.
Yeah. Hey, man, cheddar dust really is the...
Speaking of...
Marinated Red Bull and wine
pets, I got a good one.
Yeah.
Nevada lawmaker wants medical marijuana for pets. do some dogs really need to eat more? Like, they already have a rabid appetite.
Yeah,
you get them stoned and they're going to fucking...
They're going to give her.
I think it's for, like, pets with, like, injuries and stuff.
Oh, my beers are... Oh, wait, no, I have this right here.
We have, like, about 400,000 fucking... It's dripping down your chin again.
Oh, I know. I didn't quite put her to the lip square there, buddy.
That's really the only interesting thing is some Nevada lawmaker trying to legislate getting your pet stoned. It's now legal for the people with nothing else to do.
I'll give you a nice quote from a story. The man was allegedly pantsless and began touching himself inappropriately.
Story of my life.
This guy, Wilfredo Nazario, 31-year-old man. He was following women around in, oh, of course, Florida.
Of course.
Florida.
I think I saw him on Tinder.
Yeah, I know. He flashed her and began touching himself in public in a 7-Eleven parking lot.
What a fucking noob. He can't get caught.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
At least wear a mask and a trench coat.
Hold on. Parking lot of a 7-Eleven. Dude.
Yep.
Walmart. There's more cars. You can hide better. not a lot of people... Like, 7-Eleven trips are so short, where Walmart trips can be upwards of a half hour, right? Like...
Right.
Vehicles are going to stick around at Walmart.
Well, right. Well, you go to 7-Eleven most of the time. You see people in their cars when you're there because they're sitting there unboxing their cigarettes or whatever.
You go to
Walmart, and usually there's no one sitting in their cars. They're all inside shopping. You know, you're in there sometimes for like 1 hour.
As they walk by, like, you know, just...
Yeah.
Walmart America.
Yeah.
Walmart
America.
Well,
I mean, if it's in America, I mean, you're not going to want to jack off the much that walks into those Walmarts.
Especially in Florida.
True. Actually, speaking of no pants... So apparently in Montreal, there was a new jogger. He's just running around. It was, well, overnight lows in Montreal the last week have been -10.
Yeah.
Wow, this story is pretty dull. All it says is one of the cops was like, you don't have the right to do that. That's about it. His name is Abdullah Imran, the guy that said that.
Abdullah Imran.
Sounds like a French guy, doesn't he?
Great.
Well, I guess he got to wear a towel on his head and his fucking picture, too, on his driver's license because he's religious.
Likely. It's just like the RCMP ceremonies. He gets a brown one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They did that, actually, in the Stanley Cup. When I was in... I forget which game exactly. Probably the one where Vancouver destroyed their fucking city. It was probably...
More than likely.
Yeah, it was probably Game 7 or whatever. Yeah, I saw it in display as well.
Oh, yeah. Four vehicles hit man who ran into road to grab phone.
Sorry?
So this guy, he works for a mattress company.
Oh, he got hit by four vehicles.
And then died.
I thought it was shitty grammar. I was like, four vehicles hit man.
No. So this guy, he works for a mattress company, and he dropped his phone somehow, maybe like out of the truck or something like that.
Yeah.
And so he went, he like pulled over or whatever, comes back on the road to pick up his phone, gets hit by four trucks, and then fucking dies.
Huh. I was a fan of ping pong at one time, too. Maybe just like, ding, 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 ding. And then,
bing,
and then
bing,
the,
bing,
the
bing.
Cops look at his phone, and he's like, oh, he's playing Candy Crush, fuck. I guess he had it coming.
Pass you a beer, you say?
Yeah,
eh?
Thank you.
You go,
beer's a beer.
You go, sugar belt.
There was another really good Florida
you
man.
You sugary bastard.
Now, this is a quality Florida man. Argument over domestic battery charges ends in arrest.
That's the dude?
So this man named Raymond White, he looks like a fuck.
He looks like a domestic abuser.
He was arrested because he hit his wife over an argument about previous domestic abuse charges.
I mean, you can almost hear him digging the shovel into the hole.
Yeah, no
himself.
Kidding.
I didn't fucking hit you, bitch.
$40,000 jail bond, eh?
Huh.
That's doable.
So, the next article is going to be him, like, blowing a homeless guy for money.
For jail bond.
To get the bond, yeah.
And then
they come around the jail. He blows.
It's just like a vicious circle. He blows home. He blows people. He blows men. Hits his wife.
Yeah.
You can almost say he's addicted to the both of them.
He realizes how gay it is to suck penises. So then he gets pissed and hits his wife because she won't let him. I don't know. Just a speculation, I guess. It's Florida. You never know.
They are fucked down there.
He's not a crack addict. He's a cack addict.
Sugar Bill with the one-liners.
Yeah. Hey.
Isn't Gainesville where the fucking Gators are? Where Tim Tebow made his...
Yep.
That's, is it U of F? I can't remember. Or is it U of
I
something?
I think so.
I think it's the University of Florida. The
Gators.
It's
where Gatorade was invented.
Yeah, because it's...
The old hangover cure.
The Florida Gators, yeah.
That's where they invented the hangover cure.
Back then, they only had fucking lemon flavor. Lord help us.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
I love the grape flavors.
I'm so happy they added lime to that. Lemon lime makes it so much better.
Yeah.
That was the original flavor.
You know what? I like the...
Oh, sweet. Tape matter.
Look at that baby paperclip.
Hey, Brian, guess what?
Earbud.
Should we all just measure our flaccid penises right now?
You're about 36 and 5/8 for my cock.
Ooh. Should we measure our flaccid penises right now?
I don't know. I might have insecurities after.
Hey, this is a judgment-free zone.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it.
Alright, I'll turn around first.
Fuck turning around. Pussy shit.
Hey, I don't want to get stage fright.
Is it hard first?
Story of my life.
What did we say? What did they say the average was for the flaccid penis?
For which country? I don't know, we have like 6 fucking internet connections in front of us. Should I search it for Canada, or would you feel better if I searched it for North Korea? Apparently they have the smallest cocks in the
I'm
world.
Not quite 4 1/4.
Jesus,
this is
look at this, you sit on a podcast and a measure of your dick.
Sugar Bill, you don't know what you fucking showed up for. Alright,
yeah, study reveals that. Yeah, that
face out the window.
See that.
Okay, here we go. Holy fuck, the beers.
Flaccid is 3.61.
It's your, flaccid, was it stretched length?
Stretched length is,
They literally have, like, penis dimensions for every, like, possible scenario.
Yeah,
some guy could stretch his cock out and be like, oh, I'm fucking
4 inches.
Nice 4 even?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I was like in between 4 and 4 1/4.
Oh boy.
So,
4. Looks like we got similar sized cocks.
Pass me the tape.
Your cock and my cock.
Are you guys stretching?
Hey, Bill, nice penis. Nope.
I'm just, you know.
Not
like
stretching?
I'm letting it lay out across the tape mesh.
What I did, yeah. Well, I let it lay it out of my hand and then put the tape beside
it.
Fuck. Okay.
I dropped the tape measure to the floor.
Strikey's balls dropped.
Oh, what the hell kind of shit's going on in my house right now?
I can't coordinate 2 hands and penis at the same time. I'm 3 1/8.
3 1/8, right on.
Flaccid.
That's flaccid. Hey.
No, it's only like 4 3/4 when it's hard. So.
To me, it's better to be a grower than a shower.
Oh, I'm a total grower and a shower. Well, it is. Remember, we discussed this last episode. We're in Canada. It's hard on the penises.
Yeah, it is.
Your legs get
cold. It truly is.
Yeah, oh yeah, you just warm them up.
See, and I mean,
Like, you walnut right up all the time.
Oh, I know.
Like a little turtle head.
Half the time, my penis really is only, like, 2 inches. You know, like...
Yeah.
You're on, like, outside.
Occasionally, it's just the head. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Oh, dude. We got a scale rule. Let me tell you how big my cock is now.
What's it on a 1 to 50,000 scale? We got
it's
that
not one? A 1 to 50. The biggest
1 to 5,000?
Is... The 1 to 1,500, 1 to 2,000,
1 to 25.
I'm
no use for that.
Okay, a 1 to 2,000 scale. Let me let me do this here. Okay, on a 1 to 2,000 scale.
You clipped my wallet on there.
1 to 2,000, my cock is 150 meters.
Ooh, wow.
Ladies.
No, that is an impressive cock. I think we should email Guinness.
Shit. My cock's 150 meters. Oh, yeah.
Scale pack.
1 to 2,000 scale. Yeah, I got another news story.
Oh, yeah? Hey, keep that open. I'm using this.
Oh. Claws for alarm.
You pick your brother up?
Do you hear their pun? Claws for alarm. It'll make more sense, yeah. Truck with I can't math right. I've been on the beard. 30,000 pounds of lobster crashes in Maine. It sounds like something that would happen in our Maritimes, but hold on, it gets better. Some 30,000 pounds, 1.4 tons, of live lobsters. That's not 1.4 tons. Are they fucked? That's like 15 tons.
What in the fuck?
Fucking tons. Okay, of live lobster from Canada.
Maybe they meant to put 14 tons.
Probably. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
They fucked up. It was through central Maine. They fucked off the highway. And they're coming from Nova Scotia.
Just a bunch of lobsters?
Yeah, just like a shitload of lobsters. It was 300 grand worth of lobsters, which is like, I don't know, maybe 3-4 million Canadian dollars.
Yep.
Something like that.
I'm in a dancing mood.
That's nice.
Can we go dancing tonight?
No?
No,
we can't.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
I mean, you can.
Got this. We can measure girth.
I'm just going to get more depressed.
12 centimeters is the average.
12 centimeters, yeah.
See, that's 6 inches of girth. Really isn't as much as you think.
Oh.
That's pretty thick.
That's a thick dick.
That is
thick
one thick.
Thick the average was, what was it? Did they say like
12 centimeters.
12 centimeters, so that's what?
I'm going to flip it over.
Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I bet you my penis could fit in there. That's like 4.5 inches.
Yeah.
Could say that the circumference of my dick is.
I'm just trying to remember.
The length of my dick.
I'm just trying to kind of remember. Like.
So you basically, that's it.
I don't know if I'd fit in it.
We
might be like.
We're
like right on. Like, I don't think it would just go right in and have to like force it in.
Yeah. You have to lube it up first.
I mean, nothing wrong with forcing it in. But.
You need different sized holes, you know?
Yeah.
Right, unless you guys are trying to like measure to see if you guys can dock. I think it's amazing that you guys can refuel in midair.
A little canoodling, eh?
Canoodling.
Woo! Woo!
Like, if anybody ever asks me about space docking, and I show them like a picture of like planes refueling in midair. So, are you gonna take away with the fucking family friendly joke of the week, or the episode here?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Should
I gay bash?
We already gay bashed once. Remember that joke about the ripped condoms?
How about an anti joke?
Sure, why not?
I guess the anti joke's not so offensive.
All right, John. Nah, I don't know what you're about.
I don't know. I'll throw this one in for you guys. What's a Jew's biggest dilemma?
I don't know.
Free him. Well, I don't know. I just want to share a little bit of information for you guys before we head off, as we do have drinking plans this evening. What's
as
the
we
part?
Do every, we have drinking plans every evening.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
America.
All we do is drink.
That's pretty much
it. So anyways, what do you guys think is the hardest part about being a pedophile?
Huh.
Trying to just fit in.
Oh, no!